I was going to ask you what your secret is, but we've all faced them. We all face trials. And the most powerful weapon we have is prayer. And we want to see that. Then he says the most effective medicine against all form of sickness is prayer. The most valuable gift you can give someone that you love is prayer. Now, I made a comment earlier in the week. Now, since I have you all captive, I'll say it again. And here's the comment that I made yesterday, I think it was. I wonder why it is that the prayer meeting in almost every assembly is so poorly attended. I'm getting looks like, okay, now you're meddling. Why is that? Why is it that the prayer meeting is such poorly attended? I said yesterday, it's either because we don't believe in God, so we don't see the need to come and pray, or we don't believe in prayer. Or there's a third reason. I didn't mention this yesterday. We're rich and need of nothing. As it says in Revelation chapter 3, you're rich and need of nothing. There's nothing we need. Why pray? Things are going good. It's this self-complacency. And so, you know, we need to be reminded of the power of prayer. We need to be reminded that prayer breaks down the walls. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, if every one of us believed in prayer and we came and we besought the throne of grace and we came and fell upon our face, what could God do with a company of believers who are dependent upon Him, who pour out their hearts to Him together, collectively? What could He do with that assembly? It's yet to be found out. But maybe it could begin right here in Willowdale. I believe that in the power of prayer, and I believe that we need to talk less and pray more. Sometimes we need to preach less. That seems like a strange thing for a preacher to say. But I believe that we need to preach less and pray more. Because a preacher that never prays and depends upon the Lord is like a cloud without water in it. It's just a cloud and it's fluffy. It can't refresh the ground. It's just empty. If we want to refresh the hearts of the saints, we must be praying, people. And so we have this here. And we'll go to the next slide there. When we think about this, and we'll just leave that up there for a little bit. When we think about what takes place in Acts chapter 16, we're reminded that they came to the river. It says that in verse 13, that on the Sabbath day, we went out to the city to the riverside, and prayer was customly made. And this is at Philippi. Now, keep in mind that this was the beginning of the assembly at Philippi. This was the beginning of the assembly at Philippi. This is the context of the book of Philippians. This is how Philippians begins. When Paul writes to Philippians, this is the beginning of that assembly. And so when we think about this, that there they were, that this assembly began, and can I say this? In the context, it says that it was a ladies' prayer meeting. It says, now a certain woman named Lydia heard us, and so there were sisters there, and it was surrounded, really, because in the context of the day, they needed at least 10 Jewish men to form a synagogue, to form a place where men could gather. So there weren't, at least from what we read, there weren't 10 men. And so here we are, and Lydia is one of those women that's at the prayer meeting, or she goes to the river, and they have this prayer meeting at the river. Sisters, do you know how important your prayers are? There's nothing more precious to me than praying, sisters. Oftentimes we minimize it, but listen, I need to tell you that there's, to me, the power of a sister that prays. My wife and I are together today because I told an older sister, would you pray? I said, I'd like to get to know this young lady. Would you pray? And so she started praying because I know that when she started knocking on the door of heaven, heaven's going to answer, right? So I was a wise young man and said, pray that this would happen. And she did pray, and look what happened. But you know what? When sisters pray, when I used to have two sisters. Now there's only one. I used to have two sisters in Corona. When I would leave home on a trip, when I would leave to go share God's word, I had two sisters. And they would ask me, now where are you going to be? And then where are you going to be? And then where are you going to be? And they would say, well, we're going to be praying for you. And I knew that while I was out, that there were those behind these sisters that are praying. And how important it is, sisters, don't minimize your role. Please don't minimize the importance of your prayers. You can be prayer warriors. And a brother gets up here to preach, sisters, you can pray him through the message. And a brother, you know that there's a brother's meeting. Well, listen, have a prayer meeting at home and pray for the brothers as they gather together for prayer. Listen, if we put a paramount on prayer, how would it change our assemblies? And so the challenge is this little assembly begins at a prayer meeting. And then we find that verse 16, I just want to skip down to verse 16. It says, now it happened as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with the spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. Now listen, here's what the girl would say. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out saying, these men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. Did she proclaim anything wrong? No. She was right on the money with what she was saying. The problem is it was annoying the way she was saying it. And she would follow them around and saying it. And Paul could not be able to proclaim the word of God because this woman, and it was being done in the influence, under the influence of the enemy. And so in verse 18, and this she did for many days, but Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out that very hour. And when her masters saw it, their hope for profit was gone. They seized Paul and Silas and dragged them to the marketplace and authorities. And I'll just stop there. Now I want to underline the second place, the second time in this chapter where prayer is mentioned. First time the assembly is just beginning, really. It's at its infant stage, you might say. And there they are, and the sisters are gathering together for prayer, and Paul comes, and there's this work of God beginning, and it begins with prayer. And then it says, as we went to prayer, that a certain girl possessed with a demon came to interrupt the prayer. I want to tell you something. I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but have you ever experienced when you go to pray? Or how about this? Have family devotions after you eat. You go through the whole meal without the phone ringing. And as soon as you get ready to read God's word or have prayer, or maybe in your private devotions, all of a sudden you get interrupted. You see, the enemy does not want us to be a praying people. And the enemy will cause all sorts of interruptions. How about this one? How many of you, don't raise your hand. How many of you have ever fallen asleep while you prayed?